Dear Arjun, you and your crew have been and continue to be so generous with us. This abundant generosity is such an incredible teaching. It seems as though it's the stuff that may save the planet. Blessings. Which is, yeah, I mean, that's the one of the that quality of generosity. You know, for us as monastics, then you know, it's like I've mentioned a couple of times, you know, without the generosity of many, many people, then we don't get to eat, we don't have clothes, we don't have a place to stay. So that it's the generosity that supports us and the Sangha and the teachings. But then it's, you know, when you receive that, then you want to give that as well. And of course, that's actually how the Buddha structured it, because we don't actually have material things to give anybody, but we can give teachings, we can give example, we can give encouragement to people to practice the Dhamma and to hopefully experience the fruits of the Dhamma. And that, so yeah, that generosity is kind of a glue that holds everything together, and that, it's a beautiful quality. Also for many of us, probably the only one, Chunda, who probably hasn't spent time in Thailand as a monastic or a practitioner. So that, but you know, all the rest of us have been in Thailand, and that's one of the kind of striking qualities of the culture is generosity. It's the favorite. Like there's folk kind of plays, music, and there's a whole festival day that's sort of like the favorite time of year, and it's the reenactment of the Jataka story, the previous birth story of the Buddha in his last birth before being Siddhartha Gautama, and that's when he perfects the virtue, the barmy of generosity, and so it's in from the time kids, you know, when you're little kids and you grow up, or you just you know, so that popular sense of the goodness of it, you know, and then also just children see generosity from the time they're very young, just by having monastics wandering through their villages or town or city, and because it's usually families will come out or people will bring the children along, and they'll participate in making offerings, putting things into bowls, and even if they're just you know, little kids or even still babies, and you'll get them to put something in their hand, and then you go, okay, put it in the bowl, okay, drop that, and then, you know, and the mothers, uncles, and aunts, and oh, very good, you know, gang, and this, you know, and the little baby says, oh, that must have been good, oh, yeah, okay, okay. So it just sort of seeps in, and yeah, the generosity is something that's quite tangible that, so yeah, we've received, and recognizing that it is a glue that holds community together, a society together.